Broken Bulbs is a proud member of the Create Fine and is produced by Mecco Radio.
So I started doing interviews on this topic, and I was thinking I would cover, you know, different startups and different technologies that development agencies were using. So I called up one of my former colleagues who had worked at a startup, a drone startup, and he had been looking at some like medical supply chain stuff, which I thought was a really great use case of tech to save the world. So I call him up and I'm like, hey, I'm writing this book and I'm really excited about it. And the first thing he said was, that's not going to work. That's not going to work at all.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I'm joined by the incredible Ashley Nichols. As a technology consulting executive, Ashley has worked with leaders from the White House to Wall Street and beyond. Coming August 2021, that's next month, her book, Tech to Save the World, is a conversational guide to change the world. She used her own passion for people and technology when writing the book. I've linked to it in the show notes so you can get your copy. But while writing Tech to Save the World, she also discovered she was focused on the wrong stuff. That's coming up after the break. Real quick before we get into today's show, I'd like to invite you to leave us a review and share this episode with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. We are really trying to push the show and get it out to as many listeners as possible to share the message of we all fail, we all make mistakes, and it's normal, and it's important to talk about it and learn from it. We want to see the show get to 10,000 downloads an episode before the end of the year. Let's see if we can do it. Thanks for your help, and enjoy the show. Ashley Nichols, ready to talk about one of your broken bulbs?
I am.
Fantastic. Okay, we're going to talk about when you first began writing Tech to Save the World. You were in the drafting process. And of course, as so many authors experience, it doesn't always go as expected. Fill us in. How was this going along? And then what happened?
Absolutely. So I had been approached by a Georgetown University professor about writing this book. And he, you know, encouraged me, go find a topic that interests you, something you want to learn more about. You don't have to be an expert in it. You just have to want to put in the time, you know, to talk to dozens of people about this. So at the time, it was kind of at the height of the COVID pandemic. It was October 2020. And I was feeling a little bit powerless and kind of hopeless and sad, right? Like my career was going well, but outside of that, I just felt like I couldn't really do much about anything and help anything get better. So I had seen some of these news reports, right, of like really cool technology uses, like 3D printing new houses, or, you know, artificial intelligence to save coral reefs and different things like that. And I'm a technology consultant and I know nothing about that stuff. And I thought, that's really cool. I would love to learn more about that. So I went back to him and said, I'm going to write a book about tech to save the world. And I'm going to learn about how tech is saving the world as I go. He said, great, go forth and conquer. So I started doing interviews on this topic, and I was thinking I would cover, you know, different startups and different technologies that development agencies were using, like things like USAID and the World Bank, like different tech that they were using to make impacts all around the world. So I called up one of my former colleagues who had worked at a startup, a drone startup, and he had been looking at some like medical supply chain stuff, which I thought was a really great use case of tech to save the world. So I call him up and I'm like, hey, I'm writing this book and I'm really excited about it. And the first thing he said was, that's not going to work. That's not going to work at all. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, do you know, this field is so huge and there's so much going on. I mean, there's a new startup, it seems like every 5 minutes of somebody who's out there trying to make a difference in a certain thing. He was like, there's no way you're going to cover everything that's going on in this space. I mean, if anything, you could narrow your focus to like maternal health and you'd still have to write a couple books about that. So no way, it's not going to happen. And of course, I'm stubborn. So I was like, yeah, okay, great. Like, thanks for your feedback. I appreciate it. I'm going to start doing some interviews. So I hung up the phone with him and proceeded on and kept doing research. And of course, was getting so overwhelmed by everything going on in this space, right? Like, if you just look up like water startups, right? There's like dozens, hundreds, thousands trying to solve the lack of water equity issue. So I was feeling, again, a bit overwhelmed. And I had a call with another colleague, and I was asking him, you know, like, I'd love to learn more about how tech is, like, saving the world. And he was like, well, hold on. Like, yeah, technology enables saving the world, but tech itself doesn't do anything. Like, it's like a hammer out of a toolbox. right? It's the person wielding it that really makes the difference. Technology alone isn't going to do anything. It's going to be the people behind it that have vision and purpose and drive that's actually going to make all the difference in the world. And that was really interesting to me because, of course, it's one of those things that you know in the back of your head, right? Like, of course, people using tech is going to save the world. But it also kind of made me think about some of my own assumptions of technology. I think that we get so used, we're so surrounded by it and we use it day to day. And we don't really know how a lot of it works. And I think that we kind of lose a bit of agency when it comes to technology. Well, tech is just going to figure this out, or there'll be a tech solution down the road. And I was like, oh, yeah, I guess people are going to have to use technology to save the world. So then it kind of pivoted to I started having conversations with people about their technology solution or things they've worked on. And instead of getting into the nitty-gritty of like, oh, like what are your metrics? Like what's the impact been or what specific tech are you using here? I kind of pivoted to, hey, like, tell me your story. Why'd you get into this? And the tones of those conversations were so different, right? The early interviews were very technical, very like a little bit, sleepy. And then once I asked people, hey, like, tell me why you got into this, they completely lit up and like launched into the story about how when they were a kid, they had this dream of like doing this crazy thing. And then they grew up and learned a little bit about a tech that they could apply. And it was a ton of stories just like that of some incredible people and some everyday people who are like, yeah, I'm just going to try and make a difference in this thing that I care about and I'm passionate about. So as I'm writing the book then with that perspective, I suddenly realized, wait a minute, like if these everyday people could use technology to make a difference, I'm sure that like I could use it to make a difference. And what about like all the people that I've worked with or students I've mentored along the way who have said to me, yeah, I like love this topic and I like want to get a career in it, but I just haven't found my way there yet. So I'm filling the time. I mean, there's no reason we can't do side gigs or side efforts or get a group together to pursue a passion that we're interested in using technology. So I started to think about what the gaps were really in my knowledge and what I could have used 10 years ago. And I'm a very like step-by-step person. So I was like, well, I'll write a recipe to how to actually create a technology to save the world. So the book itself now has a few components, got an overview of the principles of what I call idealistic innovation. And it talks through how different folks that I've interviewed really have very similar themes across what made their innovation actually work and take root. And then the very last section of the book is actually a step-by-step guide to, okay, if you're a student and have no money, or if you're a nonprofit professional, or if you're an executive, here are the ways you can actually use tech and step-by-step to getting a team together and doing brainstorming and actually doing a prototype to actually create a new tech solution to whatever problem you're trying to solve. So what I did learn along the way is that, of course, tech isn't going to solve any kind of problems. We have to be the ones to actually dig into it and try to learn and figure out how to fix it. And it's incredible of a lot of the folks that I talked to were not experts in any kind of technology space. They just went and they dove into a tech just deep enough to figure out how to get it to work for them. And there is so much information on the internet, on free, on free coursework through Coursera or Udemy or other organizations that we can truly learn a little bit about anything just to work it well enough, to make it work well enough for us to use it to make a difference.
I love that. I love how you started with this message. You're like, people are doing amazing things with technology. Let's talk about how big of an impact that's making on the world. And you go in and like you refer to them as sleepy interviews, which I can agree. I always encourage guests to don't focus so much on the technical, right? Don't tell me about the numbers unless that number has a feeling attached to it, because it's the people we care about. We care about people. That's why we care about technology, is because of the impact that it has on people. So I love how you saw this and you got that feedback and you said, okay, I'm gonna shift that a little bit, and that you made that change. And then on top of it, having in the back of the book how people in different spaces and different situations can make a change in their own life, in their community, and maybe, go on to create tech of their own with their own story and experience. I love that. I think that's absolutely fantastic. In what ways has this changed the way that you are approaching future work that you're doing?
It has forced me to reevaluate the definition of the word impact, right? Because I think a lot of the times, why would I bother doing that? There's so much going on in this space. Or why would I bother doing that? It's not like I'm going to make a big difference, right? And as I've been talking to folks, like a lot of the people I've been talking to have by nature had really big impacts just because that's how I found out about them, right? Like they made a big splash, they were in the media somewhere, and I called them and we chatted. But thinking about all the different ways people can use tech or get groups together to tackle a small thing, you know, even if you tackle something that you're passionate about in a small way, you're making a difference to yourself. And you're making a difference in a small way to whatever thing you actually care about. You may never, you know, launch a startup. You may never, you know, have a public offering for whatever small organization you start up. You may never get like be famous or be in the newspaper. But if you make a difference to yourself and just a little bit, tiny, tiny impact to the thing that you care about, that's enough. And I think that that multiplied by hundreds, thousands, millions would actually start to shift our perspective of what it's going to take to save the world. Because I do think that reliance on technology, that lack of agency, does lead us to look to others to say, well, you'll solve it, right? You'll figure it out. So I definitely think that my future work, I'm going to be looking at, is this enough for me to feel like I'm making an impact? And if I'm impacting it even a tiny bit, then that's enough.
I love that. That is such a good life philosophy. I mean, you can apply that to any area, not just technology. So that's fantastic. Of course, at the end of every episode, I like to leave time for you to brag a little bit because we're not just our mistakes, we are our successes as well. So, what is working for you now, and where can we find you and support you?
Absolutely. So happy to say that after the rough start, Tech to Save the World has been approved for publication. So it's coming out this August, being published by New Degree Press. So you can find out more about Tech to Save the World and me at www.techtosavetheworld.com, or you can always find me on LinkedIn at Ashley C. Nichols.
Fantastic. I'm going to have links to everything you just mentioned down in the show notes and any other links that you send me before this episode's released so that people can go and support you and connect with you. And with that, I just want to say thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
And thank you for listening. It's the people behind the tech and wielding the tech who will make the difference. You can change the world. You can make that difference. How are you going to use tech and your story to make a difference where it's needed? Special thank you to Ashley Nichols for joining me and being willing to talk about her broken vault. Be sure to check out her work, including Tech to Save the World, linked down in the show notes. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review and share the show with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. It really does go a long way to share the show and help this message get out there. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Vine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.